10501 Robert and Teresa Parker, east of Route 16, southeast of North Carolina Avenue, being lot 21, block E within Brawl Kill Beach, a variance from the side yard and rear yard setback requirements.
Here you go, sir.
Need your name and address.
This is Robert S. Parker, 111 Oak Avenue, Wilmington, Delaware.
Teresa Parker.
Same address?
Same address.
Yes.
Okay. Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Good evening, sir. Can you explain to the board your request?
This is for a variance for the side of the house, for build up an additional deck out that way, a second fire exit.
Okay, because you only have a door on the one side of the house.
On the other side of the house, we'd like to get something on the other side of the house.
To give you a fire egress.
Correct.
Okay. And have you spoken to any of the neighbors on either side?
Yeah, they've approached us. Oh, there is no neighbors on the one side where the deck's going to go. It's right. But we spoke to the other neighbors, and they saw no issues.
Okay. Now, in regards to the shed, you're going to need a 2-foot variance for your shed. It won't be 5 foot off the line you cut on here. But you had there was a CO was issued on this?
That's a CO issued.
1997.
Right, yeah, that was when we purchased the house in 2001. It was already there.
Okay, the shed was already there?
Yes.
Purchased it, okay. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Werbin?
No.
And Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no further questions from members of the board, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? We have one, sir. You can sit down right back up front. You come forward, sir. You're sworn in.
Address.
Here's an address.
40 Plata Point, Lewis, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm testimony about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Evening, sir.
Good evening, sir.
My name is Sam Burke. I'm a member of the Deephole Creek Associates Incorporated, a stockholder of it, and I am the neighbor of the land that the applicant said he had no neighbor on. The land identified in the survey as lands now or formerly of Hoskip P. Layton. That's now belongs to Deephole Creek Associates Incorporated. Okay. We are that neighbor. I note that the application is for a 10-foot variance, which would put the deck that he's requesting to build directly on the property line. I oppose this. I would note for the record that the applicant has not introduced or shown any uniqueness of the lot that requires that a variance be granted in order for the property to be developed, that there is no, he's not indicated that it cannot otherwise be developed. He's not indicated that the request, the need for variance was not created by him, and he has not suggested the variance will not create will not be detrimental to the neighborhood or will not change the essential character of the neighborhood. I also note that the original request was simply for a deck. And then someone came along later and suggested that perhaps if he asked for a second entrance for fire egress, there may be a better argument made. I would agree with that. I am aware of the problems with homes that are on stilts that only have one exit. There was a horrible fire up at Broadkill Beach 5 or 6 or maybe 10 or 12 years ago, wherein a family died because they didn't have a second exit. I'm all in favor of a second exit. I would note that the drawings that are attached to the application show a deck but no stairway from the deck, which would be a difficulty if there was a fire. I also note that if you look at the survey, there's plenty of land behind the house to build a stairwell and a deck without requesting a variance. So there's been no showing that this is necessary in order to develop the property. I am going to go, however, one step and say that I will not object if the court does grant a variance under the fire exception for a 4x-foot platform, a single door and a 4x-foot platform with the stairway down. So I don't oppose to a 4-foot variance for a platform and a stairwell. Mm-hmm. I have nothing further.
Okay. That's a 4-foot platform with a stairway. You have no objections to that then?
I was getting old. I can't hear anymore.
You said you had no objections to a platform.
I have no objection to a single door, 4x4 platform, and a stairwell from that platform.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Mr. Parker, could you come back to the podium, please? Did you understand what Mr. Burke was saying?
Yes.
Okay, you're familiar with the standards for granting a variance? Okay, would you like to address those?
The only reason that we didn't go out the back was we have our holding tank out back and the air conditioning units out back. And, it's more just, you know, like the entrance is on one side of the house. We just wanted to be on the total opposite end. You know, that was, like I said, with the holding tank and air conditioning unit are already out back. So I don't know how that will involve the holding tank and moving the air conditioning unit.
Included with your application were 5 standards for granting a variance. One is that you need to show uniqueness. One, that it can't otherwise be developed. It's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The unnecessary hardship isn't created by the applicant. That it won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it's a minimum variance to afford relief. Those are the standards that you need to address for in which we can grant them. So are you prepared to have you come prepared to address those standards?
Yeah,
they were included with your application. Would you like a copy?
Yes, please. That could,
okay. It's not exactly as it was. It's verbatim as far as the verbiage, but looks a little different, I guess I should say. Those are the standards for which we grant variances. I guess, so you're suggesting that as far as certain physical conditions, you said your septic and your air conditioner
right,
in the back
right.
would prohibit you from doing that in the back.
Right.
And in the front, I guess, what, the setback itself?
I guess there's room, and we haven't even considered out front in the driveway, so, you know.
What is the front setback? 30?
30.
You are
probably
30 feet.
Probably what we are.
Okay. There's 4 others.
What's for like cannot otherwise be developed? What's
if we find that it has to meet your request, has to meet these standards,
mm-hmm.
and you have to convince us that It does.
Because I just need, you know, like I said, I need to explain that. What do you mean by, you know, cannot otherwise be developed? I mean,
any other area to be developed?
Well,
is that what?
You need to explain to us why it can't be developed in conformity, or, you know, the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property.
Like I said, it's just a second fire exit. It'd
right.
be safer out that way. And then, like I said, instead of a, I mean, we have a nice view, so use it. And we're going to cantilever the deck. Nothing's going to be in the ground. And I looked at it, you know, the neighbors will never build there. It's wetlands. It's like, you know.
So if you're going to cantilever out, then you can cantilever out the back and not affect your septic. Is that correct?
I'm assuming we could. I'm not sure how what the laws are with the holding tanks and building over it. That's the only reason why we just didn't do it off the back, because I don't know how the holding tanks affected, you know, with the deck over it. Or.
Okay. Was when you applied for the variance, were these standards explained to you?
Yeah, so I had questions. I just needed to have, what do you mean by, you know?
Okay.
Six will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. I mean, you won't even be able to see the deck from the one that will, you can't even see the house
the
until you get to the very end of the street.
Okay. So in your opinion, it would not alter the essential character?
No. I don't believe
okay.
it would, no, sir. And then as far as being created by us, it was that we purchased the house, it was already that footprint. And then, like I said, the minimum variance is like we weren't sure what we could or couldn't do, so of course we went go all the way, and then we didn't know, okay, go back from there instead of, you know. But we didn't mean to intrude or try to get over on anything. It's just, you know, that's where we started with. It was mentioned by other builders that as long as nothing's in the ground, that you're floating basically with the cantilever and the pre-existing pilings. They assumed that it would be safe to come right up to the property line, being wetlands.
Okay. Who's your builder?
We were talking to EJ Construction.
EJ Construction, I believe.
Milford.
It's one of the guys we talked to.
But he told you needed to get a variance before you build anything?
Yes.
Good. Okay. Mr. Burke is suggesting that you don't meet any of the standards, and you have to meet all five in order for us to approve it.
Right.
Or at least convince us that you meet all five.
You meet all five.
Right.
I'd give you that, you know, it's unique because of the fact that, you know, you're built out on the front and both sides. So I could agree that, you know, the property is unique, and because of the septic on the back, you have to meet the other four.
But like for the cannot otherwise be developed. So
Mr. Chairman, can we leave the hearing open for the folks to take 15 minutes or so, and then put it back in a couple hearings from now, and
mm-hmm.
you can get a chance to think about that if you'd like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sure.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Where do you want to put it?
We'll put
it down.
You did have, you know, Mr. Burke came in.
Right. Why don't we do that between 10,503 and 10,504? That'd give them a couple more hearings to.
Okay.
It'd be after two more hearings.
You probably need a motion just to recess the hearing until.
That's
recess
my motion.
That's
until after case number.
That's my motion.
503.
You got a motion that we recess the hearing to after
case 10,503.
Case number 503. Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign. Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion so carried.
After two cases, we'll let them come back. Yes.
Yeah, yes, sir.
I